Get up with Annie and Ando, only on Joy.
We're talking about supermarket or fruit and veg etiquette.
Yep. We haven't talked about supermarkets in depth, even though we probably all shop at them.
Well, it's one of our allowed, or it has been of recent times, particularly for Victorians, one of our allowed outings for 1 hour or one person, one day, you know, whatever the rule was.
You could see at the start the joy in people's faces at being out at the supermarket.
I think people, I was seeing a lot more people at the supermarket that I've never seen. Like, I'm normally a once a day supermarket shopper.
That's a lot of times.
Probably on average 5 times a week.
Yeah.
I like to buy stuff fresh, and I often don't, I cannot do a week's meal plan and think about what I'm going to eat on a Wednesday.
That's true. Well, I felt judged, like, if I rock up to my local supermarket too much. I've got, like, a couple of small ones, and they definitely recognise you.
Oh, there's this beautiful man who, and when I say man, I would say late teens, early 20s at my local. And I noticed probably 2 months ago on his name tag, a rainbow flag appeared.
Oh.
And it made me feel like I would deliberately even wait a little bit longer to go through his register.
Oh, that's so nice.
Anyway, I was there last week. This is completely unrelated to our topic. I was there last week and I said to him, blah, blah, where's your rainbow sticker gone? It was gone.
Oh.
And I thought, I got all protective going. If customers have given him grief about that, how dare they, blah, blah. And anyway, he said no, he'd lost his name tag and got a new one and he's waiting for another sticker.
Oh, that's good. What a roller coaster. You need to get out more.
Yes, no. And then it was a dark, stormy night. So, fruit and veg. Are you a toucher?
For fruit and veg?
Yes.
For eggplants?
Freak and beans? No.
I never squeeze. Never squeeze, touch, but why would you ruin a good fruit with your grubby hands? You know, just because, yeah, I believe in, especially with things like citrus, I've been taught the rule that they should have a thin skin because that means it's got more juice inside. So don't want to go with a thick navel-skinned orange, no. Yes.
Do you know, thick-skinned lemons, this dear friend of mine, quite clever and cute, explained to me that it's actually a derivative of a different... A lemon is like a... Yeah, that was you last week.
Yeah.
A citron,
I still pat myself on the back for that, educating everyone about
I don't know why
the
I bothered
lemon.
To try and be nice then.
Don't worry.
So, avocados, like, how can you, without squeezing, know if an avocado is ready to go?
You can feel it.
What, in your aura?
Yes. I bring the avocado close to my chest and then they're like, please leave the store. I've been told the top of it, if you pick that off, you'll be able to see if it's ripe or not. If it's brown, then the avocado is ready. If it's not,
that little noggin at the top.
Yeah, the nib.
The nib.
The nib knob.
Doesn't it go ripe really quick if you knock it off?
Maybe.
What if I'm...
I wouldn't do it. I would only look at it if it's already been...
Knocked off.
Knocked.
But then if it's been knocked up or knocked off or whatever it's been knocked, doesn't that then mean it's already been rotting a little bit before you've turned up? Or unless
ripening. I wouldn't say it's rotting. Rottening.
With the pandemic, touching fruit, like, would you then, as you're leaving the supermarket, use their hand sanitizer and drench your fruit and veg in sanitizer?
That's two different questions. So I'd go back to my car and I'd hand sanitizer in my car. So then when I go home, all my veg and fruits get, well, appropriate fruits, not like a banana, but they get washed.
Yeah.
Before I eat them, yes.
Before you eat them.
Or cook them.
Mm.
Do you wash your veg before you cook them?
A lot of it I don't.
Ooh.
At the farm I do sometimes because it's windy and I know all the cow patties in the paddocks would have blown on my fresh herbs and stuff. And I use a lot of natural or organic fertiliser, so, you know, like cow poo, chook poo, all the poos.
Swirling around in the wind.
Bit of seaweed emulsion. And, yeah, so I do, but those pre-bag, I'll often buy like a bag of mixed salad leaves that says it's been pre-washed.
Yes.
I don't wash those.
Yeah, neither. I heard it's bad to wash the already washed salad that you might actually be, I don't know,
wasting
activating
water?
The germs. I don't know.
Activating the germs.
Germs activated.
Yeah, so I do see a lot of people touching and squeeze. Like, they're not just, like, you know how there's a pat on the bum and then there's a grope? I see people groping those avocados.
No.
Nails nearly piercing the skin.
No, you don't need to. You can already feel it if it's how hard it is without squeezing. What's wrong with everyone's hands?
Well,
have you got tough hands that can't feel that the skin is hard?
I'm not talking squid. I'm not making smashed avocado in it. It's still a guacamole with my bare hands, but I am giving it a little oink, oink. Like a oink, oink.
snooze and stay in bed with Annie and Ando on Joy.
We're talking this morning supermarket etiquette. I want to take you to what I call, Annie Louie, the deadly deli.
Deadly deli. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tracy Grimshaw's in the room.
I'm not a germaphobe. Oh, I was going to say I'm not a germaphobe. I think Anna Murphy would disagree. She'd probably say that.
Was a eucalyptus cloud when I came in today.
Yes. Yes, I like to sanitise. I have this studio so bug-free that we'll probably catch a super bug because we're not getting animal bugs.
I'm going to go lick the floor now.
Again?
You've got to strengthen the immune system.
Again? Get off the floor.
It's a ritual.
It's a weekly occurrence with Annie Louie, I think, licking the floor. The deli. This is what does mess with my mind a little bit. The deli you've got, let's say, I'm thinking my deli, not mine personally, the one I go to at the supermarket, I've got raw chicken thighs and breasts. Then a little bit over, I've got some seafood extender, previously known as crab mix.
Oh, yeah.
They can't...
Why they can't call it that anymore?
Crab sued them.
Crab TM Proprietary Limited.
No, the Crab Union sued...
who's the head of it? Krusty Krab?
No, it's actually the FDA... Food and Drug Administration,
yeah.
Because there's no crab in a crab stick, so you can't call it. It's misleading.
Gotcha.
But that was, I don't know, 20
That's
years
one ago. For Will Anderson when we chat to him about gruen transfer, which we're working on.
Yes, Will Anderson, get in touch, 0427 569 949.
He's here.
Oh, my God. He's had us on hot dial. Back to the deadly delis. So what messes with me is the mix that you've got going. So you've got mould sitting in there sometimes. So blocks of cheese.
Yep.
Which is mould. You've got raw things like chicken, seafood, raw fish.
Yep.
Sometimes you've got then, or you normally have ham, mortadella, salami, pastrami.
Yes. Keep going.
Prosciutto crudo.
You love saying it. It's the most Italian you ever get.
It is, isn't it? Capocollo.
What's that?
That's I think the shoulder or the eye.
I thought it was
it's
like
cured.
a cup of Coca-Cola.
Capocollo? I'm not a big Capocollo fan. But you've got all these cured meats.
Well, this is the thing. I think some are okay to eat raw and others are absolutely not. And therefore, you know, maybe they should be kept in a different area. Like ham is okay to eat straight from the deli.
It's cured, yeah.
Bacon, no.
I don't mind a bit, because bacon's cured as well. It's normally like salt or brine cured and sometimes smoked. The one I
kind
smoked.
Of only realised that on the weekend when I'm like, this bacon's very salty, therefore I don't need to add salt to the salad. I'm like, why is bacon salty? Oh, because it's cured.
It's brined.
That was the monologue in my head.
Wow.
It's a miracle I haven't been sent away.
Licking the floor.
And I'd be like, what is ever?
Oh, no. Hey, no, I eat bacon raw. And I don't call it raw because I know it's been cured and it's been smoked, the one I get. So
I can't believe you've been doing that. I've done some Googling and it says
it
ain't okay.
Is that American bacon or Australian bacon?
What's healthline.com?
Well, there's no AU on it, so I think you've gone offshore.
My website is a .com and I'm right here with you, so...
It can't be anywhere near as bad as when I was a kid eating raw sausages. That, I agree, is a tube full of worms waiting to happen. Intestinal worms.
The Googleator says eating raw bacon can increase your risk of foodborne illnesses, like tapeworms. Therefore, it is unsafe to eat
raw
myself.
Bacon. When was the last time you were wormed?
I've never had worms, so I've never had to deworm.
No, as a kid, were you not wormed?
No.
But didn't you go to a school or were you homeschooled?
I went to school. I think I just had that Chinese kid immunity going on. I never had worms.
621, 631, and 31 rolling around inside you, killing all the poor worms.
Don't scratch your butt and put it to your mouth.
I'm not the one. You're up early with Annie and Ando on your Tuesday morning, and it's time for...
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this. And the aroma is awful. Thank
you. Have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. No other show has the guts.
No one has the
right to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's chip. Challenge, 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 challenge.
Challenge, challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me.
Well, Annie Louie.
We're back off the 100th chip.
Bags 101 and 102 sitting in front of you. Two bags. I have gone offshore. These chips come all the way from the UK. From the United Kingdom.
Terrible, awful.
On the front of the package, they say, no, on the front of the package, it says 100% British potatoes.
Oh my gosh. The first time a British potato's entered my mouth.
Do you say that, have that reaction every time something that you've never had in your mouth before goes in?
No. Although I'd love to have a
more. Hey, hey, hey. This is you've got your out loud voice on.
Sorry. Switch that off.
So the brand is Walkers.
Never heard of it.
Me either. But I thought, you know, I really want to make this a global phenomenon. We've got people starting to send chips in from all around the world.
First package from the Netherlands has arrived.
So bag one, Annie Louie, of 100% British potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
What colour are they?
Oh, they're just stock standard. More orange than a normal chip because I've got bag two there too and they are more pale.
Crinkle cut or thin cut?
Thin cut.
Thin cut. So we have a thin cut chip.
We have a thin cut crisp.
All right. Going into her mouth.
Ooh.
Ooh. She's making noises.
Oh. Such a zing.
A zing.
A zing at the start. So tangy.
Like a zip-diddy-doo-dah.
No, like tomato sauce.
Oh, zing. Oh, like tang.
Mm, tang. Light and tangy, but more intense. Like a very intense light and tangy with vinegar.
Light and tangy with vinegar.
But is light and tangy a thing overseas? This is very interesting.
You just think us skips get it.
Yeah, because it's not a real flavour. What the heck is light and tangy? What's light and what's tangy?
You say this after 100 bags of chips.
Yeah, I've said it before and I'll say it again. What's light and tangy?
Yeah. Well, they're not going to do greasy and salty, are they? Actually, I'd buy them.
They're in every chip. They're greasy and salty.
Ah. Okay, what are you going to lock in for bag one? They're not duo, so you can't move on to bag two like you normally do when a two-pack occurs.
Is it sauce?
It's not a flavour that I don't think, certainly not in a thin crisp we've had before.
It really is light and tangy with more intense vinegar notes. So I just don't know what they would call that. But it's not, I don't think it's meat. Well, yeah, it's
the factory's in Leicester. Nice part of the world.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it there.
Okay, light and tangy with vinegar.
Yeah.
Bag two, jump into bag two. What colour have we got there?
Pale yellow.
Pale yellow, thin cut also.
Also thin cut. Looks like there's less flavouring on it because I can see the grease in the bag of one, it's all over the shop. Like, it's oily. This one?
A little dry.
A little drier, yeah.
It might have rubbed around in my backpack on the way in this morning.
The grease is on your back.
No, but it's on the inside of the bag. Oh, here we go. Oh, pulling a face like she's passing a worm.
I think it's trying to be meat.
Trying to be you? The Annie Louie chip.
Meat, I said.
Oh, meat.
Meat.
I thought you said it's trying to be meat. I don't know. I didn't know where you were going with that. You're on the floor licking it before. Like,
Very hard, that one.
Very
honestly,
hard.
Honestly, it's not giving me any notes other than a bit salty. Maybe chicken, but I don't think it's chicken.
Maybe chicken.
It's so boring as a chip. I'm like, that's just... Are you sure these aren't stale?
Well, they've
from
come
the
all
journey?
They've come all the way from Leicester in the UK.
Leicester. How's Leicester going? Oh,
that suburb always, or town always gets me. Like, it's spelled Leicestershire.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one. It's like Worcestershire. No, it's
is
not
Is it
like
on Monopoly?
Leicester Square.
Yes.
Leicester
is a bit of square.
Ouch, I just hit my head on the desk.
Oh, baby. I really
found
that hard.
You're looking very hard, meat, maybe chicken, boring. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to bag one. I have the bags with me. Annie Louie, bag one. Read
it
out.
Oh, my goodness. Walker's prawn cocktail.
Prawn. Can you pass me the bag of prawn cocktails?
You've been so keen.
I just couldn't do it at 3:30
this morning. Why is it so salt and vinegar? I mean, why is it so vinegary?
Oh, yum. Yeah, it's the vinegar in the seafood cocktail sauce. Is it? It's the cocktail. Oh, that's good. It's lemony.
Oh. There's none left. You pass the bag back. Yeah. There's none left.
Let me pop that down. You said light and tangy with more vinegar. Sorry, incorrect. It was prawn cocktail.
Yeah, well, if you look at the ingredients, there's potatoes, no shit, vegetable oils, prawn cocktail seasoning, which consists of sugar, salt, glucose, and citric acid. So that's probably where that's I got the hit. Yeah.
That's the lemon. That's your acid. Hey, I noticed on both these bags today that there's no MSG. So they're not going to appeal to your palate.
Get rid of it.
Here you go. Bag
in
two.
In the bin.
Bag
oh,
two. You said
come
it's
on.
Very hard. Meat, maybe chicken.
Roast chicken. Improved recipe. Well, maybe go back to the one you had.
I'm giving you that. You
Thanks.
Said chicken.
Yeah, but the fascinating thing is I was convinced the first one wasn't meat, and it was also meat.
Prawn meat, though.
Prawn meat.
Might be like those crab sticks. Maybe it's not
yeah,
prawn
yeah.
meat. Maybe it's seafood extender cocktail.
That's true. Any chicken in this?
Real chicken.
Roast chicken seasoning. It's artificial, of course.
Next week. I've got so much from the overseas. Like, I've had to shrink the size of the dog's room.
Suitable for vegetarians. There you go.
So there's no real chicken in it.
Cock
a doodle do. It's Addy and Ando every morning on Joy.
We're talking supermarket etiquette, and let's go shopping trolleys now.
Oh, is it okay, Annie Louie, if let's say someone has left their trolley that they're using with stuff in it, blocking the bok choy or the pak choy or the sweet corn? Am I allowed in the rules of supermarket shopping to push it out the way so I can?
How far away is that person?
Oh, she's probably gone to get a cucumber, or he's probably, or they're probably. You know, over at the mixed lettuce leaves. I don't know, but...
If they're close, in close range, I would probably wait until they notice that I'm there and that I'm looking directly at a thing I want that their trolley is blocking. But if they've kind of...
Oh, passively.
Huh? Waiting? Yeah. No, that's kind of nice.
Oh, you just
it?
Pulled a face when you did that, as if, like, you as, that's how you'd be standing there at
no,
the supermarket.
No, it's hard to... I'm trying to explain things on radio. It's hard to visualise, so
right.
I'm overemphasising
okay,
here.
Right.
But I'd be looking at the thing, waiting, and seeing if they come back for it. If they've wandered quite a few metres away to browse somewhere else, then I'll just have a quick little push it out of the way, grab what I want, leave. We all understand efficiency.
Yeah, like I'm not pushing it to another aisle unless I really don't like them. It's over in 30! Because I've also normally got my wipes with me because I grab a couple of wipes as I go through the door at the supermarket, sanitizer wipes, and I wipe down the handrail even though I saw the guy misting the whole trolley bay. They're going to rust. So I would pick up my used sanitizer wipe in the bottom of my trolley and then touch their handlebars
wow.
and push it.
Okay. Okay. I would probably touch it somewhere I know they won't touch.
With your foot?
No, like you could use your hand to like the corner of the trolley. Like you know they're not going to touch there. That's what I do even after cleaning my hands, bathroom handles. I'll just grab like an edge or like use my pinky or something, you know.
Thinking the germs can't jump from your pinky
no,
to your ring finger.
No, it's not what everyone else is doing. So it's unconventional and therefore people won't spread their germs.
Do you
much.
Return trolleys back to the trolley bay or let's say that you park and there's a spare spot next to your car spot. Will you just leave your trolley?
Never leave it. One of my favourite Wens debate topics from the Murphys was whether or not you return your trolley.
Trolleys, yes.
Yeah, and apparently it says what kind of person you are. You
also,
know.
Your fancy suburb, you've got to put a $100 note in the trolley to get to release, so you want your deposit back.
They're not
back.
Doing that anymore.
Aren't they?
You know, no, anywhere. They're not doing it because of COVID. They don't want people touching all the grotty coins and plugging them in and all that. So someone's just there sanitising and they've all been
Good.
De-coined.
Have they put the wheel lock, the clamp system on? They're hilarious. Have you ever seen
No.
those clamps? So they're proximity devices. So one wheel on the trolley has this proximity lock and it knows the moment you go outside
so
the perimeter.
Trolleys.
So you're walking with your trolley, la-di-da, and I know a few people that go kind of those sort that like to take their trolley or their shopping home with the trolley because they live
That's
nearby.
That's bonkers. It's not
I know, there's
a
four
comfortable
trolleys.
Way to push that thing.
Nor is your backyard with four trolleys sitting in the back looking good. But as you're pushing, so you're zooming along and then you freeze, you nearly get knackerated
That's
by the trolley
dangerous.
Just stopping suddenly.
I can't believe that's legal for them to have that. It could kill someone.
I think it's good though. It's so much money supermarkets have to spend on collecting trolleys that are abandoned, poor things.
So I have another question. You know when they've got a step at the supermarket for someone's been shelving things who works there.
Oh, like a safety step to reach high.
Yes. Yes. So let's say you see something on a shelf that
you
want.
It?
Can you use it?
Oh, I'm yes if you know safe work practices, if you know the SOP for it.
What's an SOP?
Standard operating procedure.
Sure. Put foot on, take foot off.
No, but some are three steps, one are just a plastic thing, and should you be having 2 feet on, 1 foot on?
Ooh,
like,
never
yeah.
thought about it. So probably I don't qualify.
No, I know at the big green warehouse, the ones where the big, massive
steps. Oh, would
you
start climbing a ladder?
Oh, yeah, bring it on.
Would
really
you?
Mess. They get so upset when you're up there. And it's not the safest thing, and I'm not promoting it. But back to trolleys.
Yeah, back to trolleys. As an adult, I still enjoy scooting along on a trolley.
Yeah, same.
Do you do it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I tend to, because I'm a bit heavier than you, just a bit. And so I tend to buy like a slab of water or something and make sure that's in the front of my trolley so I don't tip it over.
You saw yourself into the car park. Woo.
All right, it's four slabs.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
When you go to the supermarket, do you ever wonder why the milk is all the way down the back and it's a 20-minute run through the supermarket?
I know the secret. Often it's kept far away from the bread because they're the essential items that you know people are going to need.
Milk
so
and bread.
They make you browse all the way through the store. You're going to get distracted. They always get me. Instead, I just make my trips about traversing every single aisle now, you know, just up and down, up and down.
Do you wander?
I'm a wanderer.
And do you stop and then check out new products? Like, do you get excited? Cleaning aisles. I get excited with cleaning products.
Sometimes I go through phases. It will be the cleaning stuff, then it will be like, oh, what's in the body wash section? Then I'll be like, oh, the gluten-free stuff looks good.
That it does get bigger. It depends on the supermarket, but sometimes the gluten-free expands and contracts.
Yeah,
there's
an accordion.
Speaking of expanding and contracting, if you think about your current... Last time you were at the supermarket, so September. We're in September. Last time you went to the supermarket, there were no Easter eggs on display. Fair call.
Yep.
Though suddenly, miraculously, normally by December... Your supermarket's going to manage to fit at least half an aisle or a third of an aisle.
Yeah, how does that happen?
Where does it come from? Where's that space just suddenly
appear? Where does it come from? Where does it go? Yeah.
Cotton Eye Joe. Yeah, well,
tell me slow. Then.
It's often, there's sometimes on a really big supermarket, there's the crap, what's called the crap aisle, which is just full of, you know, the pots, the planters, sometimes some teddy bear, like just, it's crap that rarely sells and all that gets squashed up. But often toilet paper is the is your filler because it takes up so much space that it's easy to go triple facing and then all of a sudden it shuffles back down.
So interesting. It's like when that supermarket had a whole section for clothing.
Yes.
When they started selling clothes, where did they get the space for that?
Yeah.
The Easter eggs went.
There's a metric in retailing called GMROF. GMROF, gross margin return on floor space.
Oh, that was what I was going to name my firstborn son.
GMROF. Quite like that. Gross margin return on floor space. Actually, a really powerful metric. The retailer in the world, so it measures the square meterage or footage, depending on your currency, of the floor space and the cost of rent and everything, and says how much gross margin do I get for that square. Very, very clever.
That sounds very smart and maybe beyond my wit.
The biggest retailer in the retailer in the world that has the highest, the best gross margin return on floor space? Apple. You think of the size of the store.
Yeah, there's a lot of wandering space. They keep it wide.
And they're not massive.
Yeah.
Compared to the sales.
But so, that's a pricey product.
Correct. There it is. So the average price is so much higher. For supermarkets, they've got low margins and it's based on high volume.
Yeah. Yep. They're always changing things on the shelf. But that's what I wanted to ask about because I noticed that I feel sorry sometimes for the brands that are on the bottom of the shelf and I'll often go there, you know, because I'm like, oh, you know, you're often maybe the eco-friendly one that people don't want you to see. Yeah. The supermarkets don't want you to buy.
Well, I don't know that the supermarket doesn't want you to buy it, but you pay for, if you're a manufacturer, if you're Annie's After Dinner Mints.
Oh, catchy. Writing it down.
Annie's After Dinner Mints. And you want it that middle shelf, sort of all the eye height or the eye line in the chocolate section, you're going to have to pay for that. You're going to have to offer the supermarkets either a phenomenal promotion deal, advertising, rebates, you will pay. You don't get that for nothing.
I had no idea. I kind of did, but yeah. I didn't know that it was all another ad for whatever's on that shelf.
Yeah. So Ando's all-time mints, which are on the...
Ando's all-time mints, my greatest rival.
Well, I'm down the bottom because you're taking up... You've done all this sponsorship with Annie's After Dinner Mints.
Sure.
And I've got my...
There's no way I'd be on the middle shelf if you had anything to do with it.
I'd be at one of the bookends or one of the aisle ends.
Oh, is that most premium?
The ones at the top of the aisle versus the bottom of the aisle. Bottom's the one closest, like, to your dairy case and stuff. The aisle, the top is closest to the registers.
The entrance? Registers.
Yeah, that... You pay for that.
Wow.
You pay for that. And one of the things, remember I worked in the green shed with the red hammer on the side of it. They don't sell any shelf space. which actually, and there's something I was proud of when I worked for them.
What do you mean they don't?
They, unlike supermarket models where you've got to do the promos, the rebates, the advertising to get your product at the end of an aisle so that you sell more of your units, more units, the Green Shed didn't do that when I worked there.
So there was like alphabetical order? What are we
thinking? It was the stores were encouraged that there'd be promos. So there'd be, you know, like a $29 blower vac, on blower vac or something. But the stores were encouraged, the department managers were encouraged to decide what goes on those ends.
Ah, that's cool.
And
that's
if their
cool.
sales were off, they would be reprimanded for poor sales so and
still,
poor merch
still
decisions.
Devilish, but...
No, but you've got to be measured on performance, but yeah.
Ah, okay. Thanks. That is interesting. Thanks very much, Ando. I know too Business much now segment. And I cannot
shop again.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
Annie Louie, we've had a cracking show. I say that most days.
You say it all the time.
Speaking of cracking... Anna and Dean Murphy, Joy's Breakfast Crew. Up next, and they've got their sex therapist. We should actually maybe
they pinch them?
Pinch their sex therapist.
Not in that way. I mean,
pinch
like...
Pinch them on the bum.
No, we should also... I would love to have some questions answered, you know?
I think we should create a persona, like Gareth. Like Gareth was with Dean's fin sub. Maybe we create a listener profile, but it's really us coming up with the questions for the sex therapist.
Mm. What would be your top question?
Why does my co-host lick the carpet?
Leave my fetish alone.
We're back with you tomorrow.
We're doing some pranking as well, so stay tuned for that. The prank's back.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.